Now, 3WC Local News, brought to you by Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, our region's choice for technology and care.
I'm Angela Henley. An employee of A.T. Nichols apparently foiled the plans of some robbers. When an A.T. Nichols employee arrived to work early Tuesday morning, he saw an unknown vehicle out front and did get the tag number. The employee then went around behind the building to get his truck ready for work that day. That's when he heard the unknown vehicle crank up and leave at a high rate of speed. When the employee went back to the front, he saw that the rolled-up door was partially open and that a gun safe had been moved to the front door. The owner arrived at the business and verified that a pistol had been stolen. There is a suspect in this break-in and charges are pending. An autopsy has been ordered for yet another person in Wilkes found dead in their home. Bernice Pennington was found in her home by her son and sister on Monday. Pennington did have several medical conditions and was on medication. The Wilkes County Sheriff's Department was called to the scene to investigate. The Wilkes Medical Examiner ordered the body to be sent to Baptist Hospital for the autopsy. Recently, I had a conversation with Congresswoman Virginia Fox during 3WC's Focus on the Foothills program. Fox says that the Republicans will have a laser focus in January for jobs.
We simply have got to focus on what the American people want us to focus on, and that's what Republicans are going to do. We are ready to take this House over in January, and our focus is going to be like a laser on what we can do to help the public create jobs. The government can't create jobs in the private sector, but we can create an atmosphere. Example again, keeping these taxes from going up. And here this administration has known since it came into office that these taxes were going to increase on January 1. It was written into this legislation. But they've done nothing until the last minute.
The complete podcast of our conversation with Congresswoman Fox can be heard on our website, hometownchristianradio.com. Good economic news for our neighbors in Caldwell County. Governor Bev Perdue announced that the global textile firm Sadler AG will locate in Caldwell. The company plans to create 76 jobs and invest over $4 million during the next 3 years in Hudson. The project was made possible in part by a $150,000 grant from the One North Carolina Fund. North Carolina is a world leader in textiles, and international firms continue to tap into North Carolina's skilled workforce and top business climate, said Governor Perdue. Sadler AG, an Austrian-based family-owned global textile firm, will acquire the Outdura brand from North Carolina-based textile maker Shuford Mills, LLC. The One North Carolina Fund provides financial assistance through local governments to attract business projects that will stimulate economy activity and create new jobs in the state. Companies receive no money up front and must meet job creation and investment performance standards to qualify for grant funds. For 3WC Local News, I'm Angela Henley.
3WC Local News, brought to you by Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, our region's choice for technology and care.